Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, September 14th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news from the Highlands County Sheriff's Office, a 1,000-gallon red sprayer was stolen sometime between 4 p.m. Friday and 8 a.m. Saturday on Mike Conn Road. The one that was stolen has a black number 2 painted on the frame. If you have any information, please call Deputy O'Gara at 863-402-7200. Once again, that number is 863-402-7200. You can also remain anonymous by calling Heartland Crime Stoppers. Give a call 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477 or dial **TIPS from any cell phone. Your local events: Hardy County is in the process of updating the county's Land Development Code, or LDC. The LDC guides residential and non-residential development throughout the county. Please join them to discuss updates to the LDC. You can stop by anytime from 4 to 6 p.m. on Thursday, September 16th at the Hardy County Commission Chambers, 412 West Orange Street in room 102. For more information, you can contact Todd Miller, the Director of Planning for Hardy County, at 863-767-1964, or you can email todd.miller@hardycounty.net. The address, once again, is 412 West Orange Street in room 102, and you can also contact Todd Miller for more information at 863-767-1964 or todd.miller@hardycounty.net. The Hardy vs. Fort Meade Chamber Scramble for Commerce Golf Classic is coming up on Saturday, September 25th, starting at 7 a.m. Contests include the longest drive, hole-in-one, 21-plus putting, closest to the pin, and golf cannon. Space is extremely limited. They'll also have breakfast and catered lunch, door and raffle prizes, live entertainment, and cash prizes of up to $400 for the winners. Tournament fees are $100 per player and $350 per team, which includes meals, green and cart fees, and two door tickets. It'll be at Bluffs Golf Course, 8037 Highway 17 South in Zolfo Springs. For details, you can call Jessica Turner at 863-773-6967 or go to hardycc.com. Don't delay, register today. And this Friday, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they travel to Avon Park and take on the Red Devils in a non-district away game. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m., and if you can't make it there, Wes at the Gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County: Beef O'Brady's is looking for hosts and hostesses. This is an excellent first job for high school students. Experience is preferred but not required, and you must be at least 16 years of age with weekend and holiday availability. The Hardy Correctional Institution is looking for correctional officer trainees. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. And Trinity Services Group is looking for a food service worker, a high school diploma or GED, and a successful pre-employment background check and drug screening are required. Prior experience with food service and restaurant experience and ServSafe food handler certification are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday. You can email us, hardymiddaywy@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 84 degrees out with intermittent clouds, a 10% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 6 high. Winds east at 7 miles per hour with gust up to 8 miles per hour. Humidity is extremely humid at 74%. The dew point 75. Cloud cover is 70%. The visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 20,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly cloudy in the morning with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 60% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight. Lows in the lower 70s, east winds around 5 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. Wednesday, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 60% chance of rain. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the lower 70s, east winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable with a 20% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. All of California's national forests are now closed due to raging wildfires. According to agweb.com, wildfire threats continue to grow as more than 6,800 wildfires have already burned 1.7 million acres across California so far this year. The latest is in the area of Lake Tahoe and the Caldor Fire. Flames forced the evacuation of California communities on the south end of the resort and put others in Nevada on evacuation notice. Another ag group is expressing disappointment in the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers' decision to change the navigable waters protection rule. National Association of Wheat Growers CEO Chandler Goulet tells AgriMarketing.com the NWPR provided farmers with clarity on what was jurisdictional under the Clean Water Act and gave important provisions for farmers. He says while he appreciates the opportunity to provide input, farmers don't need more uncertainty through yet another regulatory process. Higher prices for corn, soy, hogs, cattle, and broiler chickens will boost net farm income to $113 billion this year, the highest since 2013. As reported by Agriculture.com, that USDA income estimate would be 26% higher than the 10-year average, reflecting economy-wide recovery from the pandemic. Government aid would equal one-third of that net farm income, down from last year, but larger than average. Farmers will see an additional $64.3 billion in crop and livestock receipts, up 18%.
impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin 90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin 90 in your preconditioning and processing program, talk to your veterinarian, and go to MultiminUSA.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. This is African Swine Fever Action Week across the U.S. The USDA is holding a series of webinars on the dangerous viral disease that has the potential of devastating the U.S. pork industry. ASF has not been detected in the U.S. Dr. Jack Shear of USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says that's why the USDA is focusing much of its attention on helping to keep it out this week.
If African swine fever was to get into the United States, it would take us probably in the neighborhood of 5 years to eradicate it, and it would probably cost the industry in the neighborhood of $80 to $90 billion just to get rid of that disease here in the United States, and that the loss to production would be tremendous.
That echoes Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, who earlier said the disease could be devastating to the American pork industry, which could lose billions of dollars in production and lost export sales. Shear says the African Swine Fever Action Week is modeled after TV's Shark Week, with discussions and coverage of the subject each day. The Animal Plant Health Inspection Service is holding free daily webinars on how to prevent ASF's spread, detection, and how to eradicate it should it reach U.S. pork operations. Search online African Swine Fever Action Week for details on those webinars and other information.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks finishing mixed as the market regroups after its biggest weekly drop since June. The S&P 500 shook off an afternoon slump and edged up 0.2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.8%. The NASDAQ slipped 0.1%. Financial and energy stocks climbed, helping to make up for losses in healthcare. Energy companies benefited from higher prices for oil and natural gas. Benchmark crude oil rose 1% to close above $70 a barrel for the first time since early August. The Dow was up 262 points to 34,869. The NASDAQ lost 10 to 15,105. The S&P 500 gained 10 points to 4,468. New York oil rose 73 cents, closing at $70.45 a barrel. With Business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start in the NFL. The Rams won a battle of newly acquired quarterbacks Sunday.
In his first game with his new team, Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford threw three touchdown passes in a 34-14 win over the Bears.
Getting to a new place and being able to come out, you know, week one, night one, and get a win and play the way we did feels good. A lot of work to be done, but it's definitely a good start.
Stafford connected with Van Jefferson, Cooper Kupp, and Robert Woods for scores, and he finished with 321 passing yards. Andy Dalton threw for 206 in his Bears debut, but had an interception and a fumble. L.A. led just 13-7 at halftime, but pulled away with three second-half touchdowns. Mark Myers, Inglewood, California.
Elsewhere, it was Arizona over the Titans 38-13. Carolina down the Jets 19-14. In overtime, Bengals 27, Vikings 24. This is SRN Sports. The rest of your NFL finals from yesterday, the Texans beat Jacksonville 37-21, Chargers 20, Washington 16. It was the Eagles over Atlanta 32-6, Steelers 23, Bills 16, the 49ers down Detroit 41-33, Seattle 28, Colts 16, Denver over the Giants 27-13. It was Kansas City coming from behind to win 33-29 over the Browns. Miami 17, Patriots 16, the Saints hammered Green Bay 38-3. Monday Night Football, the Ravens are going to Las Vegas. Major League Baseball yesterday in the American League, Tigers 8, Tampa Bay 7. How about this? Toronto 22, Baltimore 7. The White Sox edged Boston 2-1, Houston 3, Angels 1. It was the Royals over Minnesota 5-3, Texas 4, Oakland 3. In the National League, Nats over Pittsburgh 6-2, Colorado 5, Phillies 4, Atlanta beat Miami 5-3. This is SRN.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, or visit them on the web at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for today: the quickest way for a parent to get a child's attention is to sit down and look comfortable. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.